All right, so we're going to talk about the TPN App and Cloud Initiative. So that's me, chair of the TPN App and Cloud Committee. So we're going to talk about just the whole initiative. You guys have heard all about TPN, what TPN is, how it's this global industry-wide initiative, and the App and Cloud Committee and the assessment program and the control framework and all of that are a key part of this. So the goal for all of this really is we want to consolidate all of the assessment programs. As you've heard from a lot of people before, having to go through multiple assessments is time consuming, painful, and we all have the same goal. So really, if we can just agree on a set of standards and consolidate it, we can really improve the security of all of our environments and also ensure ongoing compliance. So here's the main areas and initiatives that the App and Cloud Security part of TPN is going to focus on. Control frameworks, assessments, the Qualified Assessor Program, and the TPN Assessment Database. So first we'll go into the control framework work that we've been doing. So this is the main process that describes the overall control frameworks. So basically, long story short, is we're using the MPAA best practices as our authoritative source for that, and then we're deriving our controls from that. And then we're using a flexible framework that allows us to create more specific controls that map back to these MPAA best practices, and we have a whole framework and process for updating this and keeping it current, as Ben had talked to before. Specifically for App and Cloud, we've created two different control frameworks, one for application and one for cloud. And we've divided this into 15 separate policy categories, as you can see on the screen there, everything from access control, auditing and logging, all the way down to software development, system integrity, vulnerability management, et cetera. And in the little Excel sheet there is kind of a sample of some of the controls. It's a little hard to read there, but when you get a copy of the deck and review it, you can see how we're defining clear controls that map back to each policy category. And this is really the basis of the App and Cloud program and what we've been working on the last few months with our subcommittee, because everything is kind of based off of that control framework. So now we'll talk about the assessment part. So the assessments are all based off of this control framework, which maps back to the MPAA best practices. And really the goal of this whole program is so that we can leverage these third-party apps and services with confidence, standardize the cloud assessments, make sure our content is handled consistently and securely, protect our systems from risks, and also the whole program is designed to facilitate risk-based technology decisions. And what that means is we're not specifically providing an approval, but we're facilitating the whole process to enable the content owner to decide on the risk level of using
it. Actually, I'll just add to that. It's also the vendor community can take advantage of these assessments when they're making technology selections as well. Ultimately, this information will be available in one way or another to the broad TPN community, both on the content owner side and on the service provider side.
Exactly. So to take a look at an App and Cloud security assessment, here's like the main four phases of it. And application assessments and cloud assessments are separate entities, but they all kind of share the same main components, which is a discovery phase where we go through, we kind of kick off the assessment, we talk about the scope of it, what we're going to look at, any timelines, milestones, things like that. Then we move into the threat modeling phase, and that's where we start to identify, okay, what are we looking at? What are the attack surfaces for this application or cloud infrastructure environment? We're looking at endpoints, any type of external or client-facing input into the system. We're looking at the risks, and then any mitigating controls that you know, might be in place, either network-wise or otherwise. Then we kind of move into a design review phase, and this is where we're talking to the owner of this system or application, We're asking questions. We're kind of diving deep into the architecture of it. We're examining different parts of the workflow and how that all connects with each other, how content flows through the system, and then we go into the actual hands-on review. And so for cloud environments, we're looking at mainly those main things listed there, everything from the actual network environment, like the VPC and the subnets, all the way through firewall rules, any API keys that are used, how encryption might be used in the system. And then we actually review source code and do penetration tests, and then also do a full configuration review. So it's a really large deep dive. We're looking at all parts of the system, and we're actually testing it. So it's not just checking the box or a simple attestation. We're actually ensuring and verifying that the security controls are in place and that they map back to the appropriate control framework.
Quick note there, in terms of the benefit of this new set of TPN services to the community, is these are inordinately expensive and time-consuming efforts. And a number of service providers in the application and cloud service space are having to do this multiple times for multiple clients. So this is, we think that this is a really pivotal point for the program, for the providers to just do this deep dive work once and maintain that status within this program. We think it's pretty revolutionary.
Is there any chance at some point TPN will do some sort of cloud, like a certification, which you said you're not doing now, for vendors? Because the problem is, as a vendor, I can't go through.
Sorry, thanks. As a vendor of the studios or the content creators, we can't use cloud services that aren't approved by the content creators. They don't have an agreement or a standard, so we can't use any cloud services without a whole bunch of hoops.
I'll let Keith elaborate on this. The quick answer is yes. One of the deliverables from this assessment process is these configuration white papers. Secure configuration guidelines. These are, through the content owner and the TPN work groups, we get consensus agreement that once it's been through this type of thorough assessment and the environment or application capability has been assessed, they meet all of our baseline requirements in terms of all the things that Keith just discussed, then those configuration white papers are made available to the community, the vendor community and the content owner community. And then this last connecting where the site security assessment work and this second phase that Keith is leading intersect is when in the future state, when a facility assessment is performed, if the vendor can demonstrate that one of the assessed technologies is configured in accordance with those secure configuration guidelines, then with all of the predetermined acceptances from the content owner community, you're able to adopt that technology.
Great. I mean, the one thing I would ask is if, as you go through this process, if there's a way to make it relatively transparent or easy for us studio vendors to find who's been through the certification and, I mean, to use an example, you can use Dropbox, but you can't use Box, or whatever those types of vendors who are cloud vendors that we might use, but you can't tell who's been through the certification at this point.
It's actually something that we're working on in terms of our enhancement roadmap, is when you're in the pre-assessment or the maintenance phase, in your vendor portal, using a series of drop-down menus, you can indicate what technologies you're using, and that's where we would give indication of the TPN status for that tech stack.
Great.
And be able to provide the configuration white papers. So we're still working on that, still in the concept design phase, but we're trying to meet that need.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, just like there's vendor roster that shows the different vendors and whether they've gone through an assessment, there's also going to be information on the applications and what's gone through those assessments as well, and you can view those reports. So based on the assessment, the control frameworks, and then the assessments that utilize those control frameworks, we now go into the qualified assessor program. which is part of one of the main audit programs of TPN. So we have site security that's already out there. And the two new areas will be application and cloud platform security. And these will use a similar framework as site security, but be specific to app and cloud. And so once you go through that process of the audit, then you get issued a compliance certificate. But that is just a notice that you've gone through an assessment. For the latest status, you should always refer to the TPN website. So for the Qualified Assessor Program, Ben talked about the whole assessment process earlier, so you can see the steps on the right. But basically, any qualified individual can apply for the assessor program. We're going to look at your information security background. We'll do a reference check. We look at your technical background and use all of these considerations for applicants that would like to be in the Qualified Assessor Program for App and Cloud. Similar to site security, you'll need to take a proctored exam at the MPAA. You'll also need to qualify on application and cloud separately. Because they are different skill sets, we hope that some of the auditors will actually be able to do all three, but we do see some specializations in application and cloud specifically, just because the environments are so large. The other important thing to note is that the assessment reports are always subject to a quality control review. And that before they get released, they get reviewed by TPN. Okay, so the last thing is the TPN assessment database, which is where we store all of this great information and hard work that's done by the assessors and auditors. And there's just kind of a little sneak peek. They've been updating the interface, so it's a lot slicker, uses a completely refactored UI, and is very responsive. And so we're adding all the functionality into that and hope to have that released soon, which leads me to my last part, which is the roadmap. So this has been updated recently, so it just shows the main four tracks that I'm concentrating on for App and Cloud. So there's an assessment track, control framework, the QAP, and then the TPN database. So right now we're going through the UI refactor of the TPN version. We hope to start working hard on the AppSec module coming in Q1. And then simultaneously we're also working on the control framework and the qualified assessor program. Any additional questions? Yes.
there shouldn't be many. Well, there may be some service providers that fall into all three categories, but it'd be relatively rare. And yes, there definitely are negotiations through the Qualified Assessor Board to batch assessments. That's certainly already been occurring for service providers that have more than one facility, and certainly looking forward to service providers that fall into multiple tracks. Any other questions? Thank you, Keith, for covering so much content in such a short period of time.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Cyril?
Okay, so I'll be the 3 minutes between you and the beers. So part of the TPN effort is this community and outreach group we have. Where's the clicker?
Thank you.
Okay. So our community and outreach group that is leading the TPN guardians effort. The idea between this effort is very simple. It's to build and maintain a global community of ambassadors. SMEs that will help us foster security through all of our vendors. The goal of this whole program, as you saw before through Ben's deck and through Keith, we have five main pillars, and our goal here is to look at both the employees training and some of the events. So it's mostly increase the like awareness of our program. Also through this awareness, increase like compliance. You know, okay, you know, it's great to know about it, but it's like another thing to just like make it happen, and then ensure that that our processes are used in like the right way across the board. It's a unified program, and the idea here again is to have a single framework, a single benchmark, and all of our the members get like access to a database or centralized base of like trainings, newsletters, then content that we'll be sharing with them on a monthly basis or more. So that's a big slide. But first, this whole program actually comes from the Walt Disney Company and was created or stems actually from someone at the back there called Haley that kind of fostered it over the last few years, and she like launched it, created it, nurtured it, and expanded it now into multiple segments. And Kat here works like with us and is driving this then today. But the idea again is education of the like our staff and helping all the companies that we're onboarding through this program to just like make sure that they fully understand what a good looks like and what best practices looks like. Ben has already explained, and Guy, that every time we onboard a new company through TPN, we ask for a security rep, for a point of contact, and this is our like guardian. This is not really, a major issue for large corporations, you know, that have several hundreds or like thousands of employees who might have an ISO. But for smaller companies that have just 5-6 people, it's very important to have that point of contact that can reach out to us or that we can reach out to help them and train them in some of the security best practices that they might not have access to out of our program. So beyond then that, and one more minute, some of the benefits of our program is also for our members is a bit of swag. You know, we want to make them feel valuable to us. So once you join this whole program, and thanks to Kat here, you know, we have that great welcome pack. We have that kind of trophy that is the Guardian trophy, which is a kind of discussion starter. You can have this on your desk or at the entrance of your company or at your booth at NAB and say, oh, you're a TPN. Yes, we are. Oh, that's great. And then you can start like talking. So it's being recognized by all of your peers and sharing this. And we also share newsletters monthly or every 2 months, I think. We will like be sharing like trainings. We will have awards, same as we have today within Disney with the like quarterly Guardian that then we have, and also we'll be like working on some events. We have some like ideas. We need to get them then blessed. But some events where we will have more like vendors and more account owners then like gather maybe around a drink or 10, and you know build that whole community. The like roadmap, you saw it from Keith. We are at the very bottom here, so we truly launched like a month ago. And we will be expanding up until May with some like events around the NAB this year. And I said, so the next event that we'll be working on will be NAB 2019, this monthly outreach to the community. And we are also like thinking of a content security day, more to be than told about this, but sometimes in 2019. And beers are next.